Good morning.
Kevin, I have to ask you first. I always thought there was anyone who is born and raised into a family that is extremely successful and is and has, and particularly with the Krause family and Come and Go, of course, which has been in the family since its inception, practically. Is there... I mean, what are your family get-togethers like? Do you talk about, hey, how many beef jerkies did you ring up at that store on Hickman? Or tell me about being in that family and in that arena.
Sure. We grew up, retail was really a point of discussion at many dinner tables and conversations. So it was kind of an innate aspect of kind of the upbringing for us. And we do... when we get together, do tend to, at some times, gravitate into conversations, certainly about convenience stores and when our stores in particular. But at the same time, I mean, it's there's the whole gamut of things, and I think sometimes we recognize that we don't need to necessarily talk about that off time, but there's certainly times where the situation comes up that needs more immediate attention.
Well, I would think it would be, it's kind of like, it's not the 800-pound gorilla, it's the 8,000-pound gorilla. I mean, I think it'd be very, very difficult because that's got to be just on everybody's mind. I mean, how do you step away from it?
Well, I think it's just a matter of, I guess, trying to direct the conversation so it's pertinent to all, because recognizing that it's not always just Come and Go people engaged in the in a get together. So I think it's just important to kind of try and strike that balance. I mean, certainly it's part of our core DNA, and even through osmosis, my kids, my wife, look at things from a completely different perspective. Had we not had that kind of focus, so I guess in the short term, we're creating more people to have the focus, just like you do, as far as customer service and how to have the best store appearance to all of our consumers.
Kevin, if you would tell us, give us a little family tree, how you plug in to everything else that the public generally knows about the Krause family and Come and Go.
Sure. I am I'm the oldest of three children. My brother Kyle, my sister Kate. That's the chronological order. I worked from the company when I was in the fourth grade. Started working at the store in Hampton. And did that through college and through law school, and then practiced law, ran a couple sports franchises, ran a bank, did a lot of variety of things, and came back to Come and Go a little over 2 years ago.
Kevin, was there ever a time in your youth or as a young man when you said, you know what, I just want to go be a rodeo clown? You know, I'm not sure I want to do all this convenience store stuff. Or did you just always know, yep, that's what I'm going to do?
No, in fact, I was probably the opposite. I was looking for other things to do, and thus kind of my career path went a completely different direction once I was through with school and on my own.
How did your, as an attorney, and you went to law school, and tell me how life's experiences growing up in that environment, how have you been able to take that and sort of harness that, not only as an executive, but just in life? I would imagine that the lessons learned through having that popular and that successful a business model must just be endless.
Oh, it's, yeah. You learn, I guess, right at the core is that hard work is the catch-all, that if you outwork your competition, you're going to be successful. And every opportunity you have to exceed what they're doing is giving you two steps, because you picked up some and they've fallen behind. So that just is kind of the mindset, and it really applies to any job or any career that you want to take. If you take it with the tenacity that you're going to be the best and you're going to accomplish more than your competition does, more likely than not, you are going to be successful.
Kevin, has there ever been a time during the growth of Come and Go when you've looked at Kyle or a family member and you've just shaken your head and smiled and you said, I just can't believe how successful this is and how fast we're growing?
Oh, I think there's been numerous times, I think, that we've done that. We had a sequence that we acquired a 100-store chain, and basically doubled the size of the company within 48 hours. And that was just an incredible time frame. And then to look back at that, the people that experienced that recognized the effort and the tenacity that take to put that together, but nonetheless took a sense of pride and say, hey, we are a much bigger, we're much more global, we're outside of the state of Iowa, we're in multiple states now, and that really was a big step. And I think there's been probably other sequences through the time frame that you look at that, and today nearly 450 stores, the third largest private convenience store chain in the country. You look back and say, wow, that's amazing when you think about a small store in Hampton, Iowa, 51 years ago with the whole template for this organization.
And one thing that I'm impressed with Come and Go is that I think through your marketing or just the vibe of Come and Go, you've always tried to make sure that people never forgot, that customers never forgot, that it started in this small town with this small place and this little idea.
Well, I think that just it was inherent. My dad's roots were in rural Iowa, and I don't think he was ever going to forget that. That was something that helped him kind of mindset that whole process going forward. And I think he appreciates everything that happened to him in Hampton and how it helped him springboard into other opportunities. And he takes tremendous pride in the store that's still there. It's not on the same existing real estate, but our store number one in our numerical sequence is Hampton, Iowa.
My guest is Kevin Krauss. He is the Senior Vice President of Marketing for Come and Go. He joins us on the Unsecret Shopper Radio Show on 1350 KRNT. Kevin, what's a typical, and I put quotes around that word, what's a typical day like for Kevin Krauss?
Basically, the marketing department, we're responsible for the products, the prices, where they are in the stores, any promotions that we're doing. We're looking to that. We also have the communication side, thus you and I having this conversation right now, both the external communication to the general public, the internal communication that we have to our stores, our supervisors, and our staff here at the Store Support Center, and then also our point-of-sale systems, our price book, the products that we have coming in to make sure that they're at the right wholesale and retail prices that we've agreed upon to purchase the items and then also agreed upon to resell those. So when the stores scan the item, it rings up properly and everything's accounted for. So those are just kind of the things that we try and balance here in the marketing department.
Kevin, what when I set about to do this secret shopping of the 27 Des Moines area Come and Go stores, I knew that obviously I would find good things and bad things. That's how it is. That's retail. That's life, and that's business. But I also was trying to think about, all right, when this gets to the Krauss family, when it starts making its way into the corporate and people are reading it, I always want to think, how are they going to look at this? And so my question is, when you first read the reviews, what was, say, the first thought that ran through your mind, or what were you thinking as you read them?
I guess I was looking at opportunities that we had. Here were scenarios that were things that we want to focus on the positives as far as the people that you recognize that were exemplary, that did even some of the little things that were important. And then also the opportunity that we have to say, here's some scenarios that aren't something that we would consider come and go worthy, and how can we improve upon that? And sometimes it, as you look at those things, to read that, and as we kind of use some of those situations as teaching tools, is to recognize that every opportunity that we have is an opportunity to touch someone in a positive light. And sometimes I think in the quest to do everything else that we want to do in the store, to make sure that the store is profiled correctly, to make sure we've got the proper promotional signage in place, to make sure that the daily report is done, to make sure that we've got the floor swept or whatever those things are, that we're still trying to touch people, and every opportunity that we do that positively is another relationship that we can hopefully maintain with that person.
Well, you really dovetailed into my next question, Kevin, and I do this. I talk about training all the time with my clients, and that left brain process driven stocking the shelves, as you said, sweeping, cleaning, whatever those things are, the tasks, the skills that go with it, that the right brain engagement part, it is really a talent, and it is so easy to forget that part when employees get engaged. How do you, what do you do? What does Come and Go do? What sort of training do they have to sort of bring that to the employees' forefront?
Even prior to training, one of the things that we do in our assessment of applicants is look for strength that they have as far as people skills, the ability to engage and interact with people. And that's something that we really tried to put more of a focus on in the last couple years, to take some of the execution strengths that we have as core competencies here and see if we can enhance that by getting people that are free in conversation, that are comfortable handling situations, good or bad, with customers, and really trying to take that from the first step, then engage them in what we feel are the training principles that we have to have, getting the guest program understood, making sure they understand the simple five steps that we're trying to engage there, and then reinforcing that. And the best reinforcement we probably have today is we, on our receipts, ask our customers to tell us how we're doing and to go online and to fill out an assessment of how they felt they were handled and why. And so we get that feedback to our stores very quickly. And so they have a kind of a target to look at and say, okay, here was a situation where this customer was not happy because of this, or there's a situation where you rose above the occasion in this customer's eyes. And those are things, if we can replicate, we're going to have great scores. And so we take the scores that we get and we cume them, and then use those as metrics for our store managers to gauge their successes, and then we incentivize them to improve their scores.
Kevin, do employees ever get an opportunity, and I do this with my own training, do they ever get an opportunity to firsthand engage customers who are evaluating them, not in a buying scenario, but are there customer focus groups and you tape the sessions and you play it back for employees, or is there any sort of that? Is that go on it with Come and Go?
We haven't done it recently. We've done it in the past. We haven't had them. We haven't had recently the stores or the opportunity, or the store associates, the opportunity to watch what customers say to them, and certainly has some merit. It's not something we've done recently though.
Sure. My guest is Kevin Krause. He's the Executive Vice President of Marketing for Come and Go Stores. Kevin, what's the secret shopping is obviously at the core of why you and I are talking after the Secret Shopper Review. And I understand that the mystery shopping program at Come and Go is pretty detailed. And it not only is it in person, but it's also done remotely with cameras. Is that accurate?
Yeah, what we do, Secret Shop, we have actually physical people like yourself that have gone into stores, and then we also we monitor situations, making sure that we're also, as we monitor the scenario, we're also trying to gauge how many people are in line. Is that associate, or is the other associate jumping in if we have too many people in queue, trying to recognize situations where customers are what their expectations are. We don't have detailed audio or things of that nature. We're just trying to make sure that we're covering situations that we can better improve and use those as teaching moments for our associates.
Have you seen, and our instinct tells us this is true intuitively, have you seen a correlation between stores that rank high in customer service, stores that rank high in secret shopper evaluations, versus those stores' revenue generation?
Yeah, there's a definite correlation that we see that. And so we try and take that into account. There's so many variables that come into play on individual stores, but certainly recognizing the opportunities that these people have and rewarding them for doing that is a big part of what we do. And so they see that if they treat the customers well, get good customer scores on that, then in turn, they do get a better bottom line.
Kevin, what's the future look like for Come and Go? Are we going to see Come and Go? Are there products? Are there branding? Are there stores outside the realm of convenience stores that you're looking at?
We will probably stay with our core convenience store principle. We have expanded our proprietary product offering significantly in the last 2 to 3 years. Our Highland brand, our Java Ridge coffee. What the next step for us is we're looking to see if we can improve our food offering to our consumers. We're also looking at a larger footprint store that we will have built here in the Des Moines area, hopefully in the next 3 to 4 months. And so we've got some kind of fun, exciting things on the horizon.
Well, I know that convenience store aficionados like myself, and that's not even a joke because I basically live in them, and Come and Go's included, are very excited about the future of the convenience store industry. And I guess that's maybe the last question I have. Why is it, and there's nothing negative about this, but, 20 years ago, 50 years ago, Christmas Day, we were all home eating dinner with the family. I mean, Thanksgiving, everything was closed. Nowadays, you go to a Come and Go on Christmas Day, and it's packed. Is that a good thing? I mean, I guess it's happening. It doesn't matter if it's good or bad. How do you feel about that?
Well, I think certainly it takes a special person. And one of the things that we focus on doing on Christmas is throughout our building, we take stores, and on Christmas Day, we will call every store in the chain and thank the person on duty for being there that day for us and keeping Come and Go viable at that time, because today's consumer expects to be able to have those opportunities. Oh, gosh, I forgot to get milk, or I forgot to get this product, or, oh, I just guess, I want to get some soda and that type of thing. So there's a bit of an expectation for the consumer, but again, we view ourselves as in the convenience world, and to be convenient, you've got to be what your customer wants when they want it. And so that's why we've got the vast majority of our stores are open 24 hours. They're open 365 days a week or year, and just available for you at all times, because we know that different people have different needs and different desires as far as their convenience store goes. And so our aspiration is to meet those.
Well, the philanthropic efforts of your father and your family, Kevin, are very well known, and the community, all of us have benefited from those efforts, and of course, the stores themselves are of great benefit to those of us who need to run out at 2 o'clock in the morning because we just got to have a Snickers,
Yes.
So all of us thank you for that, and I appreciate you coming on the show, and I know sometimes those things where our baby is ugly sorts of things can be tough, but everyone in your organization has handled it extremely well and been very kind to me. So I just want to thank you for that and for coming on.
Oh, we appreciate the perspective that you gave. And our goal is to make sure the next time you come in that everybody is going to get a 5.